Of all the active business jets in the world, one in five is for sale? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Brian Foley, who is the president of Brian Foley Associates. We're going to talk a little bit more about what Brian's company does, but Brian has an interesting prediction that I think all our listeners should hear about the biz jet market, particularly the inventory levels of pre-owned business jets. Brian, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today, and thanks for your interesting work.
Sure thing, Paul. And what might have prompted that is, yes, we're predicting that the end is near. And what we mean by that is we're hoping, and we've seen data to convince us of such, that maybe the number of used airplanes available for sale are coming to a peak here, and we'll see inventories top out to nearly one in five of the world's business jets for sale. And that's been a while getting there, but hopefully we're near the top now.
All right. Now, that's a mind-boggling statistic for me. In your press release, you say at the peak, inventory levels will meander for a few months before falling somewhat by year end. Soon, nearly one in five of the world's active business jet fleet will be up for sale. That seems like an extraordinary number. I mean, is that unprecedented historically?
I'm glad you see that, because I'm as aghast as you are, and I suspect the rest of the industry is, because this is and will be a historic number, and it's not even the peak yet, but it's very near. And even the numbers of business jets for sale are at all-time highs. So, yeah, it's phenomenal. And just to think about it, if you're standing out at Teterboro Airport, every fifth airplane that lands, you can figure is for sale. Or look at the ramp out there. Count five down, that one's probably for sale. Another five down, that one's probably for sale. So it really is mind-boggling.
Well, now, you've been doing this for a while. What makes people decide to sell a business aircraft? I mean, unless you're in trouble, why would you sell it into a down market like this?
That's right. There's a few reasons, and maybe there's too many reasons, and that's why there's so many out there today. But let's just look at a traditional market when things are going fine and dandy, and it's a normalized market. You know, people put their plane up for sale typically because they're ready to buy an upgrade or maybe a new one, and that just kind of keeps the used market perking along. But what's happened this time around, Paul, is when the markets started unraveling, the financial markets back in October, just as there was panic selling with the stock market, we started seeing what could be described as panic selling of business jets, too. People saw that they had these high-dollar value assets under their belt in a time when cash is king, and you really want to have the cash. At the same time, they could see the values coming down, so everyone kind of ran for the exits at the same time and put their business jets up for sale. So interspersed with people who really want to sell and upgrade to the next level of airplane, you had a new category of folks that were panicked that wanted to put that plane up for sale, take the cash, or maybe just have it up for sale as a contingency. You know, they didn't know how bad things might get in the economy, but let's at least have the airplane for sale so if we have to, we can sell it and move on. We don't have to get all the paperwork in order to sell it. We'll have it ready to go. If someone makes us an offer, we'll worry about it then.
Well, much to the chagrin, obviously, of people who really are selling their airplanes. I have to ask you, a recession provides a time of opportunity if you're prepared. You know, I see people buying cars now for, you know, considerable discounts from sticker prices. One of the major banks recently in the past couple of weeks announced plans to spend $18 million refurbishing a hangar in New York, you know, over $100 million to buy two new planes. Do you see people coming into the aviation market, into the business aviation market, who might not have been there if things weren't selling at fire sale prices?
No, I suspect the folks that are in there are seasoned to business aviation, and they know now is the time to wheel and deal. Now is the time to send your broker out and make half-price offers on some of the airplanes that are out there. I would think that the concept buyer, that's a buyer who's never owned a business aircraft before, is probably on the sidelines. A new airplane would be a change for them, and they're not ready for any more change. So I suspect it's sort of the pros that know this market and know that prices aren't going to get much lower than they are now.
Well, and I guess even if you're kicking around the idea of getting a business aircraft. The way business is in almost every sector now, this might not be the time for your business to be making that kind of commitment. Let me talk to you when we come back from the break about this seller who isn't really selling his aircraft at all, because that to me is a fascinating market dynamic. My guest today is Brian Foley of Brian Foley Associates. We're talking about the piling up of biz jets on the used market. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Brian Foley, who is looking into the used aircraft inventory levels and finding them very high. One in five of the world's active business jet fleet may be up for sale by the time this thing peaks. And Brian, let's talk about this new kind of seller, and that is the political correctness aspect. People being driven to list their planes for sale even if they don't want to get rid of them. How widespread is this?
That's hard to judge. You know, there's a couple of sellers out there that really aren't selling. Even in good times, there's some that perpetually keep their airplane on the market, hoping that an offer will come in, it'll be too good to be true, and they can take that money and go off and buy a new one. And essentially, the airplane's always for sale. But in this market, you still have those. But you're right, there's also some that might be taking a cautious step and listing the airplane for sale, such that if shareholders ever ask, or some auditors from the government, or whatever the case may be, they might just have that airplane on sale so they can say it's for sale. But as a result, when you put all these different sellers in there, particularly the ones that really don't want to get rid of the airplane, it makes the market appear like there's a lot of used airplanes for sale. And of course, it's a supply and demand situation. When there's a big supply of inventory out there, apparent supply of inventory, the prices start coming down. And that's what's really hurting the sincere seller today.
Well, how is this glut of used business aircraft on the market going to unwind? I mean, you talk about it hitting a peak at mid-year and hanging in there for a while and then starting to, you know, somewhat unwind late in the year. With that many aircraft for sale, is there going to be a sudden pullout if things turn around of the people who are only half-hearted sellers? How will that happen?
Yeah, there won't be anything abrupt that happens in this market. We'll soon hit the peak in the next couple months, or maybe even within a month as far as inventory goes. And there's going to really be nothing that slams that number back down and gets it back to a traditional 12% of the aircraft fleet for sale instead of 20%. But rather, it'll be a combination of the economy slowly starting to improve, people getting some confidence that, yeah, it is a good time to buy, and the prices aren't going to get much better than this. So we'll see very soon, particularly in the second half of this year, the high-quality, in-demand airplanes that are on the used market to start to sell first. And then after that, the rest of the market will follow. The people that do have their airplanes for sale as a contingency, hey, we better have it for sale just in case we have to bail out of this market. They might see that their balance sheets are now looking good, their investments are doing fine. Hey, let's take the airplane off now. This isn't an emergency anymore.
All right. Well, if someone wants more information on what went into your outlook on the market, can they find that at your website?
Yes, if they visit brifo.com, all of our press releases are there, and we give insights to other areas of business aviation as well.
All right, that is www.brifo.com for Brian Foley Associates. Tell us, in a nutshell, while we have you here, what else you're involved in other than just assessing the used aircraft market?
That's right. We help investors primarily look at business aviation companies, help them with due diligence. We help them look at different spaces they want to invest in business aviation. But we even help business aviation companies themselves with their marketing planning and forecasting and their market research. And lastly, we have a little investment banking flair also. And if we hear of a company out there that's looking to sell or needs investment capital, we know the investors that like business aviation might be able to help them.
All right. Well, hopefully, if anyone is listening who is in need of that kind of service, they'll at least check you out. Brian, we really appreciate your taking some time today, and thanks very much for this fascinating information.
My pleasure, Paul.
Brian Foley is the president of Brian Foley Associates, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.